The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
When we use the term Dhul-Hajjah, it means this is the month of Hajj. And Hajj is a very powerful way of expressing the equality of Muslims in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, irrespective of the color of their skin, or their tribal and ethnic affiliation, their language or socio-economic status that they would have in their own countries or in their own circles. Although these days even the Hajj itself has become a highly commercialized, you know, process by the Saudis. So now you have packages, it is silver, gold, or platinum. You know, I sometimes use this as a joke in the Aqd when I see the form of the Islamic contract where they have mentioned in the mahar Hajj. So I asked the groom, did you specify silver, gold, or, you know, platinum? So anyway, but this is, you know, the more you pay, you get the chance to live in this good hotels near the Haram, I'm told. Anyway, it actually goes against the spirit of Hajj, because the whole idea of Hajj is to create that sense of equality among Muslims on a global level. And this starts from day one. You know, when you go to Mecca, before you, when you enter the territory of Haram, you have to be in Ihram. It's a very simple two-piece garment for the pilgrims. And by putting that Ihram, you know, even the visible marks of distinction that we have among ourselves is gone. You know, when you are basically doing tawaf, you are being realized that now, first time you're going into the city of Mecca, you're going to Masjid al-Haram to visit the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there you are like anyone else. At least they have not decided now that even the mataf would be divided into silver and gold and platinum, alhamdulillah. You know, but, and that's where you come to realize that I am nothing but the abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, it is a very powerful symbol of that sense of knowing our true identity. You know, we cannot get rid of our physical appearance and the differences that we have. But on a temporary level, we are told to get rid of all the external expression of our identity, our clothing, cosmetics and perfumes and jewelry and shoes. All these things are forbidden in the state of Ihram. Not only that, actually, when you are going to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are told to even forget your own face. Looking in the mirror is forbidden. Why is that? It's just to realize that, you know, your physical appearance doesn't mean anything. You are going in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like anyone else, and it is actually a lesson of humility that we learn in the process of Hajj. You know, normally we address one another with respectful, you know, titles, the way we call one another in our speech or writings, and this is how we observe our protocol in addressing one another, culturally and socially, and there is nothing wrong about it. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, emphasizes this point. There were Arabs who used to come, especially the Bedouins. They would come to the Prophet's house and they would shout from outside, Ya Muhammad, ukhruj. O Muhammad, come out. as if, you know, they're talking to one another. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't like this attitude. And so the ayat came, even in Surah Nur, there is an ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَجْعَلُ دُعَاءَ الرَّسُولِ بَيْنَكُمْ كَدُعَاءِ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. One tafsir of this ayat is that don't call the Prophet the way you call one another. And this is where then Muslims started calling him Ya Rasulullah or Ya Nabi Allah. Even Bibi Fatima Zahra started doing the same thing. She would call her father Ya Rasulullah, Ya Nabi Allah. And the Prophet one day called her, he said, you know, I really feel very sad because there have been many days now I have not heard the words Ya Abata. And she said, well, this ayat came, everybody is calling you with your title. He said, that's not for you. I still long to hear the words, you know, Ya Abata from you. Salawat from the Barak. And so we might have, you know, many, many titles or many alphabets after our name. People show that protocol, you know. And it's a reminder, especially for people like me. You know, I have a reserved spot for parking. Even if you come late, I don't have to worry about it. I have my own garb here. But in Hajj, everything is gone. And that's where you are reminded that remember the truth. Essence of you is nothing but being the abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, we respect one another quite a lot. We use appropriate titles to call one another, and as I said, that's not wrong. But do not forget the reality that the last time our brethren will address us when we are in our coffin, they will not use our titles. They will not describe the degrees or the positions that we have. What will be the statement there after the fourth takbir in namaz janaza? Allahumma inna hadha abduka wa abna abdik. Or for women, Allahumma inna hadhihi amatika wa abnatu amatik. That, oh Allah, this is your servant, son of your servant. No name is mentioned, no titles, nothing. And that is the essence of a true, you know, Muslim, when we realize that we are nothing but the abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sa'di Shirazi, the famous, Persian poet, in his poetry he has promoted many, many good, you know, moral and akhlaqi values. In one where he talks about the issue of inkisari and humility, he uses a very interesting example of a raindrop, you know, where he says, Yaki qatre boran ze abri chakid, that, you know, one raindrop separated from the cloud, you know, the rain comes from the cloud. So it's separated. But during that short journey from the cloud to the earth, you know, that one drop thought, oh, I'm something. You know, arrogance comes up there, distinction. Until it reached Khajil Shudchun Pahanoy Daryo Bedid. And it became humiliated when it came close to the ocean and realized I'm in just one drop in this ocean of water now. And that sense of humility comes when we go for tawaf. We might have all these ideas about ourselves, but in tawaf you come to realize that I'm just one drop in the ocean of humanity which is serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so let us use this spirit of the month of Dhul-Hijjah as a lesson of equality and respect for one another, and let us, you know, kill that disease of arrogance that we have within ourselves.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.